Item number two is also a decision, and that's the 2015 meeting schedule. Is there any discussion on that schedule as put forward? I think we've all had a chance to see it.
Mr. Vice Chair?
I think that was probably Joanna.
This is Phil. I had a couple of concerns I wanted to bring to the attention of the commission on the schedule.
Yes, Director.
I looked at the other, particularly in the salmon world, the other meetings associated with Pacific Salmon Commission, Pacific Fishery Management Council, North Falcon. Looking ahead at 2015, I did identify a couple of concerns. The first one is with the February meeting, the proposal to have the meeting on the 13th and 14th. I have two concerns with that. The first is the Pacific Salmon Commission meeting. This is the two of annual meetings that occur in January and February. Is the week of February 9th. We'll have staff traveling to meeting to attend a significant number of our staff in the SAM management world traveling to that meeting. They'll be there the 9th through the 13th. And then my second concern is that's also the president's birthday weekend, the 13th. Or the 14th, 15th, and the 16th is the holiday. So my recommendation would be to move that February meeting up a week to the 6th and 7th to get rid of the conflict with the people attending. And of course, February is also a commission meeting where we generally have a number of fish issues. So we're going to have a lot of those that fish staff, particularly at the senior policy level at the Pacific Salmon Commission meeting. So that's my first conflict that I saw that I thought might warrant a discussion and potential moving at that date up a week to the 6th and 7th. The second concern I identified was the April meeting. The April meeting of the Pacific Fishery Management Council starts on the 10th, Friday the 10th, goes through the 15th. It goes over that weekend. Now, that meeting is generally primarily associated with wildlife issues. You're adopting your hunting seasons for the following year at that meeting. But at the same time, we've generally had one or two commissioners participate, particularly in that final week at North of Falcon, which occurs simultaneous to and in conjunction with that April Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting. So the 2 days of concern then would be the 11th particular concern, which I would be an important day, I believe, relative to the last week of the North Falcon process. So if there were commissioners going to be a part of that process, would be a conflict. I did talk with Nate Pamplin a little bit about that date. Put out there, we haven't done this before, but potential consideration for a 9th and 10th Thursday-Friday meeting instead of a Friday-Saturday meeting as one potential remedy for that conflict. We were concerned about moving it any later, that is into the 17th-18th time frame, because of the needing to get especially the permit applications and stuff need to be get started for the. And so moving it later didn't look like it worked very well from a wildlife hunting perspective. And moving it earlier, a lot of our elk surveys work and population assessment, that work oftentimes extends into the second and third week of March. So we were concerned about moving it up to the third and the fourth. So I just leave you with that conflict and that one potential remedy to that. And, of course, the other remedy is to leave it where it is and understanding that you may have a commissioner or two that would not be there on the Saturday of April. I didn't look at the rest of the schedule. I didn't see any other conflicts through the balance of the year as with the dates proposed.
Okay. Any comments to the director or questions about his comments?
Mr. Vice Chair, it's Commissioner Carpenter.
Yes, Commissioner Carpenter.
I have a question for Phil. Phil, I knew the dates of PFMC overlap, but I'm glad you brought those up as well as Pacific Salmon Commission. Where is the April PFMC meeting this year? Is back in California, I assume?
Take me a second to go look on their website for that. Let's see. Last year
we were in Portland or Vancouver.
April. So this year would be in California.
So I would just add there'll be some logistical issues, and I think it's fair to say that we'll probably be three commissioners in attendance: myself, Connie Mencken, and Bob Keogh also participate. So I think Phil's comments are well founded.
Thank you.
Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Kaney.
Yes, Commissioner Kaney.
Yeah, I'm in total. Maybe you could just call for the question, who couldn't make the February dates of the 6th and 7th, and who couldn't make the dates of, you know, whatever in April. But for April, from my standpoint, I'm gone from the 4th through the 12th. So just for the consideration.
Okay. Any other comments? And then we can call. Yes. Was that a comment?
That same week.
No. Okay.
You're down there. Week.
Hello? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, then do we want to take the director's points and revise the calendar as such?
Yes, let's do that.
February 1st and then go to April.
I'm sorry, you broke up there.
Oh, this is Commissioner Kaney. Maybe we can go, you know, February 1st and see if anybody has a problem with the suggested dates.
And okay, then fine. Let's do the February changes as put forth by the director. Any objections to those? Hearing none, then we will adopt that. And Tammy, you can just make those changes there. And moving into April, we have Commissioner Kaney that would not be able to make it. Any objections to the director's changes there?
This is Commissioner Carpenter.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I understand the director's dates. Were you suggesting, Phil, Thursday, Friday, 9th and 10th meeting? Is that what I heard?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Bill Freimeyer. Bill's on the computer looking for the dates right now.
Okay.
The reason I bring that up, those of us that are going to have to travel to California have got to piece that all together. So if we're going to meet like on Thursday until noon Friday and then get out of town to California, that might work okay if it works for everyone else.
Okay. So we're just awaiting.
So, yeah, sorry.
Yes.
The council meeting, the April Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting is in Sonoma. So obviously travel is a piece. It is the council meeting itself starts the 11th. I'm thinking that, and we need, I know there's a quorum. I mean, we obviously want to make sure we respect the commission's process. And so I was recommending the 9th and 10th, which is a Thursday, Friday, which is a little bit different than our norm. I did, as I said, I consulted with the wildlife program, and I did get a note that the moving it up to the 3rd and the 4th is a crunch, and moving it back to the 17th and 18th is too late. So we are kind of stuck with that. So if we did the 9th and 10th, I think we're, and if the location was here in Olympia, and fly out of here on could fly out of Seattle on Friday afternoon. But, you know, if we think normally we have a noon or so adjournment on the second day, that would be enable people to get out and fly down to California and be there for the 11th. And I think that I know it's tight, but that would work.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Let me put this forward first. Any discussion on moving it to the Thursday, Friday? Any objections or concerns?
Sure. Commissioner Smitten?
Yes.
It is a dilemma, but I support it. It's a dilemma in that I think it is important to adhere to the wildlife needs in the annual meeting setting. It's a dilemma that we lose Saturday, which gives the public a chance to comment, but I think we've had plenty of opportunity for the public to comment here. It's a dilemma from one other point. Jay is a very instrumental person to the Wildlife Committee, but I don't see any way around it, and so would then support the 9th and 10th.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions before we take action?
Just one other point. Just, of course, the comment on the hunting regulations in April would be, if people wanted to comment on that, would be under the open public comment part of your agenda. The public hearing on the proposals themselves is at your March meeting. So your March meeting is your primary point at which you'll take comment. So just wanted to bring that to your attention as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you. Okay, so any objection then to moving it to the Thursday, Friday in April? Okay, hearing none, then we will go forward with that change to the schedule. And are there any other changes to the schedule or any other comments before we decide, do the decision on it? Okay.
Commissioner Smith, this is Commissioner Kehoe. I have just one question. Which of these meetings will be outside of Olympia, or has that been decided yet?
I don't think that's been decided yet.
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes, Chair.
Typically, the March meeting is over in Eastern Washington because that's when we have our hearings on the hunting rules. And in the past few years, we've been meeting in Moses Lake because of the wonderful room that's available to us there. But we have met in Ellensburg, usually places in Central Washington where there's nice meeting facilities. Then obviously we're traveling over to the east side next week in September, just so that we have another opportunity to be in Eastern Washington. The later meetings in the year, October or November, December, are generally in Olympia because staff are preparing for the ledge session, and so it's most convenient for them to be close to home.
But we have not finalized where we will meet over there, but I think, Commissioner Keeney, those are kind of the dates, you know.
Okay, thank you.
Chair,
this is Commissioner Holzmiller.
Yes.
February is impossible for me to make because I'm right in the heart of my calving, so I was just going to bring that up because making certain that there can be enough people there for a quorum, because that one is a February meeting I will miss.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I think all of us have at least one of those. I know August is the one that's not probable for me, but as long as we do have a quorum, I think we will all be hopefully only miss one. But. Okay, I think we're ready for a decision then. Do we hear a motion, please?
Mr. Vice Chair, I move to approve the 2015 meeting schedule as proposed and amended.
Thank you. Do I have a second on that?
Vice Chair, Commissioner Smitten seconds.
Thank you, Commissioner Smitten. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing none, and all those in favor of the decision package, please say aye.
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 Abstain. Motion passes.